Thou art beautiful, O Mary, and no stain of original sin is in thee. Thou art the glory of Jerusalem, the joy of Israel, the honor of our people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Please be seated. These words that I've just read, these are the anthem of the church on this festival in honor of Mary. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. From the beginning of the Church, it was believed that this privilege of being free from all sin was given to Our Lady, but it wasn't until 1854 that it was proclaimed to be a dogma of the Church. That is something that all Catholics must believe, that Our Lady was immaculately conceived and had no need to be purified from the stain of sin. This was a very joyous occasion, but no less should be our joy on the recurrence of a festival that marks so wondrous a grace. It gives Our Lady joy to see us happy over her great privilege, but it makes her much happier to see us imitate her, especially her purity. If your soul has been stained with sin, she wants you to seek pardon at once, and she is willing to come to your aid to bring this about. See, she herself wishes to be your advocate, and because of this, she is called the refuge of sinners. Sin makes us abominable in the sight of God, and when Mary sees our unhappy condition, she feels the greatest pity for us, and thus wants to help us to see our miserable state as well. Mary has compassion on even the most evil people, and provided that they wish to lay aside their habits of sin, and provided that they say at least a little prayer, Our Lady will strike off their fetters, and they will be converted to God. When Saint Mary of Egypt was about 12 years old, she ran away to Alexandria, where she lived a very sinful life for about 17 years. But one day she saw a crowd of people going on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem for the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, and she decided to go along. On the ship, she behaved most scandalously and led many people into sin. However, when they arrived and the feast came, she wished to go into the church with the rest of the people for the ceremony, but she felt a hand holding her back when she tried to enter the church. Then she understood that this was on account of her many and terrible sins, and she wept at the remembrance of her sins and didn't know what to do, when on the side of a house she saw a painting of Our Lady. And throwing herself down at the feet of Mary, she exclaimed, Holy Virgin, who didst conceive an omnipotent God, I know well that since thou lovest purity so much and wert pure thyself, thou ought to hate a person such as I. But, O most merciful Mother, have mercy on me. The greater is my misery, the greater is my right to thy intercession. Obtain for me the grace of seeing that holy wood of the cross, and I will go where thou leadest me to do penance. Mary heard her prayer, and obtained for her the grace of entering the church and adoring the cross. Having come out of the church, the sinner went to the desert and did penance and became a great saint through the intercession and help of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We too need Mary's protection, that we may preserve our baptismal innocence. We should make it a resolution this Advent to call on Our Lady's help often, so that we may be found well prepared when our Lord comes at Christmas. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to Thee. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.